Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. The off-season fun continues as we get into some of the latest news and notes before celebrating the art of one of our favorite moves, the crossover. I said the crossover. I meant the crossover. Thank you so much.
O'Brien was my nickname back
exactly.
in the day. So,
yeah, like when you're doing Sober February or Sober January,
cross
you're doing the
sober.
Cross Sober.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And who better to have as a guest than NBA news and culture writer for The Athletic, Jason Jones. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and
Jack
got
Mad
Boosty.
See, that was the sync was on point that time. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Jason Jones, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me. This would be a whole lot of fun. I like to have fun, so
perfect.
Let's do it.
Exactly. You come to the right place. You've come to the right place.
We're just workshopping names that we should have done for the show. The three-man weave, man. Dang.
I know.
That would have been... Nobody's thought to call a piece of basketball media that.
No.
Or a tiny bit of smoke instead
of
all the
a touch
smoke.
Of smoke.
Touch of smoke.
I like a touch of smoke. You know, that it's almost like it's family-friendly. Like,
really?
You know, it's not all the smoke. It's not, you know... It's like secondhand smoke. It's not all the
Well, hold on now. I think that's the wrap-up show for all the smoke is secondhand smoke that they would
there it is.
A touch of smoke.
I like that.
A touch of smoke is like hot takes and hot ribs. Like, because I feel like it's a barbecue
it does.
Show too.
Yeah, it sounds like a barbecue podcast.
Yeah, a touch of smoke is definitely a barbecue type situation. Yeah.
Right.
Secondhand
exactly.
smoke is definitely the wrap-up show.
It's recorded at Johnny Reb's in Long Beach.
There you go.
Oh, man. So this was an interesting week. Obviously, we're still in the off season for those who didn't get the note. But the summer league ended. We have some fun moments from there. But I think what caught a lot of people's attention this week is Zion. He's coming back. We've got our eye on Zion.
He's back, baby. All I needed was one video. And I was like, see, everybody forgot about Zion. But I didn't. He's back. He's dunking in pants.
I need to see that in November, December.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but I'd love to see that in December.
Yeah, I'm like lighting my candles to be like, please guard his body, so we can watch this into the year. I mean, yeah, that for those that don't know, you got to look up this dunk that Zion. He just pulled up casually, ripped a 360 like windmill.
Cash 360.
Yeah. Cash 360. And I don't know. I was like, yeah, okay. This is, I forgot. I mean, I remembered, but you almost forget that this person is about to come back in the league on a pretty exciting Pelicans team.
Yeah. I mean, it should be, I mean, it feels like Zion really hasn't played yet. right? It feels like we got a glimpse of him here and there, but it doesn't really feel like he's played.
Yeah.
Right.
So I really want to see that team, you know, what another shooter like CJ McCollum, and just what can they, you know, what can they be? Because I have a football background, so every time I look at Zion, I still think about him being like a dominant three technique or a all-pro left tackle. Yeah. But the fact that he's playing, you know, he's playing ball. I really just would love this. I want to see him healthy, and I want to see him play. I mean, I think it's good for the league. It's good for the city of New Orleans. You know, they could have two all-stars on their team, so that would be a lot of fun to see.
Yeah.
Now we were talking before, who is bringing the ball up the court on that team? Because they were at their best the year that Zion did play, even though he was on minute restrictions. I have the same feeling. I'm like, oh man, he was so good that one year when he was still on minutes restrictions and like getting back into shape still. Mm-hmm. But like when he was bringing the ball up the court, like they were pretty unstoppable offensively. And now they have a pretty solid team without him bringing the ball up the court.
Right.
I feel like it'll be interesting.
Like on Pel's fan Twitter, everyone's like, I want to see Brandon Ingram. I want to see big point Brandon. And, you know, I like there's a lot of energy around that. But yeah, like how are you looking at things, Jason?
I think he was bringing the ball up a lot because they had no choice. Right. I mean,
Ben did it well, though.
Yeah, he did it well, but I don't think you want to spend, you know, 82 games of Zion bringing the ball up. I like Ingram bringing it up. I like CJ bringing it up. Right. I think ideally, you know, any team wants to have options, and I think Zion is that was more out of necessity. People forget B.I. missed a lot of time too, so this group really has not gotten a chance to really gel. So I think the way I see it is, you know, if B.I. is bringing the ball up, you can move Zion around, you know, you can set CJ up, you know, you can do a lot of different things, but I think it's going to be tricky just because Zion hasn't played with CJ. So there'll be some figuring it out. But I think the way that offense has to revolve around B.I. I think he can do so many different things.
Yeah.
You know, what is he, 6'9", 6'10", and as an L.A. guy, he was one of those guys who was like, can they make the trade for A.D. and keep him?
Right.
It was, you know, you didn't really want to see him go.
No.
But, you know, but I think he can do so many different things that even if he's not the leading scorer, he has to have the ball. You know?
Right.
I could see a scenario where Zion leads them in scoring and then C.J. second, maybe Brandon's like, you know, 21 points, 7 assists, just because he can do so many different things.
Right. I know before when we were talking, Jack, before we recorded, you were saying it's like, you know, they have almost an embarrassment of riches, you know?
Right. Yeah, they might, like, I don't know, because I do feel like they're both people who threat, like when Zion was bringing the ball at the court, it was working so well because I just think that's like that is when he's at his most dangerous rather than like coming, getting the ball in the wing necessarily. Like that just seems to be what he's best at. So it could be one of those teams that it's like, oh man, now they're adding Zion and Zion's healthy. And then it doesn't fully add up. I'm hoping it's not that because that is probably the team I'm most excited about to like make that Grizzlies leap. And if you thought I got excited about Ja highlights before
me get excited
earlier
about,
this season.
Yeah, Zion in a track suit, just in street court.
That is part of the video, though. Him walking up, he's in pants. He walks. He doesn't even like jog. He walks up, which might be a bad sign. I don't know. But walks up and then just like flips a 360 and almost rips the rim off. I don't know. That makes it be like, oh man, he's not even trying. And that's part of it. I think you should play every game this season in a tracksuit is my pitch.
To be the first one to wear pants on the court. They're like, hey man, you gotta take your tearaways off. He's
pants?
Like, I don't.
Pants on the basketball court are trending. I've noticed in a lot of these clips, there's people hooping in long pants more than they used to.
You sounded like a high school principal. It's like they're playing in their long pants
on a basketball court are pretty hip, pretty in right now.
He could just wear his, you know, one of his, you know, Jordan brand outfits, you know, the whole get up, you know, jacket, every, this, why not? No.
Yeah. Let's, I mean,
have some fun with it.
There was a picture of CJ, Zion, and Brandon all together, like courtside, and every, you know, they're dressed how they do off the court. And you can just tell, like, Zion is so focused on sports because he's like, what did Jordan send me to wear? Like, it's not, everybody else is like, check out my outfit. My drip is impeccable. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm so focused on like other things. Fashion is not one of them. I will just, here's my outfit. And I always appreciate that.
When I picture him in street clothes, I picture him in overalls for some reason. Did he like rock overalls to a game one time? Like, I feel like I always see him in overalls or have seen him in overalls a lot.
It wouldn't surprise me because fashion always comes back. So it wouldn't shock. I want to say I remember something like that, but who knows? It could be anybody. The way fashion is, nothing will surprise me.
I always just picture Zion like fishing. So then I think in my mind, I think of him in like coveralls that you'd wear like on a shrimping boat or something.
Right.
But I don't know if, and I who knows what kind of memories I'm conflating with that. But one thing that we should note is like talking about him being healthy. He was asked recently at a press conference, you know, like, how do you look at your longevity and is that going to affect your game? And the answer is it's the stuff that makes all basketball fans smile.
For Zion, you know, so you talk about longevity, technically a dunk and a layup are worth the same amount of points, but we know you love dunking and the energy that it can bring. I mean, just curious as to if you can use that as an example of how you're thinking about longevity.
You're really laughing.
I'm a competitor, so when I'm on the court, I'm not thinking about, let me lay this ball in. Hopefully, it'll make my career will last longer. No, I'm thinking about putting that person through the rim.
Yes!
So as far as me dunking, that's going to always happen. That's going to stay happening. There's no matter what they're talking about, I'm always dunking. Come on, man. You're a pro.
He said you're a pro to the journalist, I believe. Like, come on. And that was the post-game press conference from that one dunk he did. They then lined up the press and they did a press conference. They're like, hey, man, that was sick. A couple questions. You in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate the sentiment, but no. I mean, I kind of get as a reporter where he's trying to go with it. Well, you know, but nobody wants to see Zion come back and drive down the court and, you know, lay it off the glass.
Are layups that much safer than dunks? Like dunks, you at least can like stabilize yourself and hold on to something.
Yeah, guys turn their ankles on a rebound. So I mean, yeah. Should he just never jump again?
Yeah, right. It's like mostly. It's like, do you know what dunking is? Like, I'm basically doing the same thing. I'm attacking the rim. I'm just maybe, you know, dunking it versus being like gently placing it. But I still have to go the same distance upward and forward.
It's got to be the shoes. Got to put Zion and Chuck Taylor's. You know, that way we'll prevent him from Chuck Taylor's little shorts, high socks.
I mean, they haven't even invented the shoe that is right for him yet. I feel like they're still in a lab working on it. He ripped those Nikes in half.
I feel like he needs like those magnetic boots from Face Off when they went to that oil rig prison.
Yeah,
like that's the only thing like made like strong enough for someone of that size.
He needs like a football cleat, like the one of those offensive linemen high
back to top football, yeah.
Football cleats, and just, you know, put a basketball, you know, bottom to it, you know.
Yeah.
Jason, you're just trying to, like, you're soft pitching, hard pitching him being a football player, like, over and over, it seems like. Right. Just put him in some football cleats, see if he likes it. See what he has to say.
And if he has an affinity for, say, Las Vegas, you know, hey,
put him in the got a team.
I got a team and the team I happen to like, and you know, if he can get, you know, 12-15 sacks, you know, NBA will be fine.
Yeah, Zion, welcome to Raider Nation. Okay.
I don't think that's tampering. I don't think I broke any rules by saying that.
No, not at all.
I want what's best for Zion.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Super producer Jabari is pointing out that Zion might be just like our glimpse of an alternate universe where 90s Bo Jackson just decided to be a one sport athlete and play basketball instead of football or baseball. Like,
please keep those hips safe. Please keep those hips.
Please keep those hips safe.
Elsewhere this week, I think a lot of people were also talking about the Drew. Got to see LeBron in action. Also, who else was there? DeMar?
Yeah.
Yeah. DeMar DeRozan and LeBron were on the same team. They only won by 2 points, but they seem to have fun doing it.
What did LeBron put up 42 and 16 and whatever? I forgot how many assists yet, but that was wonderful to watch. I always enjoy the Drew.
Yeah, how can you not? My favorite clip from that is Stanley Johnson locking up DeMar on that one possession.
And yeah, DeMar, that's what I was trying to.
Oh, that's who that was. Okay.
Yeah, and it was this funny read in the comments. They're like, "Hey, some random guy just locked him up," and it was like that guy plays in the NBA. And the fans, there are people just saying, "Man, DeMar just got locked up," you know, by some guy off the street. It's like, no, Stanley Johnson, you know, plays for the Lakers.
Yeah. Like, that guy should play with LeBron. Like,
yeah. And as a LA guy, that made me smile. I said, well, maybe we'll see some of that, you know, next season. So I was just like, you know what? I'll take that. DeMar is not a Laker. So maybe Stanley can lock up DeMar and everybody else next season.
Yeah.
It did seem like DeMar might have forgotten he was an NBA player because he was like kind of just messing around a little bit, you know, like he seemed like he was playing at like 80% speed, and Stanley Johnson was just poking it out of his hand every time over and over. Like, getting to watch NBA players against even like, you know, maybe half of the roster were not NBA players, like half the opposing roster.
Yeah, it's always like a pro-am kind of thing.
Yeah, like that's fun. Like, I think they should take what happened during the pandemic, like when teams would have half of their roster be out. Like, they should take that and like have some rule thing where you just have to put in four people who've never played an NBA game before on your roster at all times, and just because it's the best way to like fully appreciate how amazing like the rest of the actual players are.
Yeah.
Like LeBron, it was like a LeBron highlight reel watching him in that game. Like, just the step backs, the fadeaways, the footwork, he was just doing it all in slow motion and making it look so easy.
Who was that number 21 guarding him? That was maybe someone we know. Cause I'm just, it's all, that's the other part I love about watching the Drew, is like when people are like, I have to play out of my skull right now, like, to be able to hang with these players. And it's like, there's this one picture of this guy trying to D LeBron, and he looks like he's like looking to the Ark of the Covenant or something. He's like, like, it's like, it's going to take everything in me to stay with this man.
Yeah. That's one of those, you look at it and go, I'm going to tell my kids and my grandkids this happened.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Get a picture. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Hurry. While I'm low before he goes by me. Like, I think the other thing that I love though too is like, there was so much chatter too when people who like don't understand the Drew League or maybe basketball were like, why would LeBron James play in a game like that? He could get hurt, and like, there's not even the league going on. I'm like, do you understand? These are hoopers at the end of the day. These are people whose greatest joy is to play basketball. So if there's an organized game somewhere that they can play, their first compulsion is going to be, I would love to play basketball right now. And I think that's the other part of watching those games too. I just like to see the joy in everybody too, of just being like, ah, yes, just get me out there.
Exactly.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk the crossover. Have you heard of this move?
I've heard of the crossover.
Uh-huh. The crossover.
I think I've seen it on a video game. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And we're back. And Jason, you're from Southern California. Prior to working for The Athletic, you spent 16 years working for the SAC B.
When did you start?
You started the SAC B or The Athletic or...
The SAC B was June of...
2002. Yeah. So I arrived there fresh out of grad school wearing a Laker hat about a week or so after game 7 of the 2002 Western Conference Finals.
Wow. So yeah. Big shot, so, Bob.
Yeah.
Haunted so the office.
So I was very popular in the office when I walked in.
Okay. So yeah. Walk me. I get. So this is like at the height of the Kings Lakers rivalry. What's your process? You know, you're like, well, I want to write about the sport, but this is where I'm reporting from. But in your mind, you're still like, I still got to let it know, you know, it's purple and gold all day.
You see, what made it weird was that, honestly, I didn't want to be an NBA guy. I wanted to be an NFL guy. So I kind of figured, you know what, who cares? You know, I'm an LA guy. I'm going to do what I do. And then I covered the NFL from covered preps. Then I moved over to covering the NFL. And then they took me off the NFL. And here's what made it so funny. They decided at that point, you know, the internet's blowing up now. It's a big deal now, guys. We got to start putting stuff on the internet. And so they had all of us do a bio. It's a basic bio where they had us like, you know, form, name, college, favorite team. So I'm covering the Raiders. I'm like, no one's going to care. So I say my favorite athlete all the time, Magic Johnson. My favorite team is the Lakers. Within a month or so, they moved me to the NBA.
Wow.
And so, of course, the fans are like, what are you doing putting this guy on our team? And then I happen to say things like, it's not really a rivalry because people in LA don't wake up thinking about the Kings. At this point, the Kings aren't
winning. You happened to say those things.
I would say things like that. They're like, well, our rival, the Lakers. And I said, there's not one Lakers fan worried about the Kings right now. But at that point, 2009, 10, when I got on the beat, they had just won 17 games.
And the
Lakers were on their way to a championship.
That's like me being like, yeah, my financial rival is Jeff Bezos.
This is not a rivalry, people. And I didn't think that was saying that was crazy. Oh, but the fans hated me. I'm like, okay, well, be mad. And it got funny for a while because I would, you know, whenever the Kings would play the Lakers, my Twitter feed would be full of my alleged bias for saying things like Kobe Bryant has 20 points in the first half. Someone would reply and say, you're throwing it in our face. I'm like, I just told you the stat. That's all I did. And what fans never understood, it was much easier for me to write those games when the Kings won.
Right.
As like, I got no joy out of watching the Kings lose 50 plus games. Like, it wasn't like I was sitting there going, yay, they're losing.
But it was
quite the adventure, and you know, I spent 12 years on that beat. So by the end, it was a interesting ride. You know, a lot of people, I made a lot of friends along the way. I didn't meet one Kings fan I didn't like.
Yeah.
You know,
Sacramento.
I mean, all the fans I actually talked to were great. It was just, you know, you figure out the people on the internet are going to say things until they actually meet you. And then they realize I'm like 6'2", 250. And they go, oh, wow, I threw a little guy. I'm like, nah, not a little guy.
They're like, hey, can I help you? They're like, no.
Big fan of your work.
Yeah. Can I take a picture with you? I was like, why? I thought you didn't like me.
Yeah.
No, because it turns out I really think you're cool, and I want to show my friends. That's the conclusion I've arrived at.
And then, you know, I remember one of my old colleagues, when I first met Doug Christie, he goes, hey, Doug, you know Jason's a Laker fan. And I say, you know what? You do realize Doug played for the Lakers.
Right.
Right.
And yeah. Like, Vlade like, cool. was a Laker. So, I mean, I've had some real funny things.
What's a wild reaction that you've had that you can recall just from being an outwardly, you know, person talking about sports?
One of the weirdest ones I had was, I mean, I have a couple, but here's one weird one. It was a game at Staples Center. I don't know if they were playing the Lakers or the Clippers. I don't remember. But I was talking to the woman who would become my girlfriend and outside. And so the next day, I'm checking my mentions or whatever, and someone goes, hey, man, saw you outside Staples. Oh, she's a keeper, man. And I was like, dude, this is creepy. And then another time,
man, pretty cool.
He's like, hey, man, yeah. I'm like, hey, man, let me put my business out there like that, man. You know, right. You know, you don't know what I got going right now. I don't need this on the internet. And then someone like randomly took a picture of me at the airport, and they sent it to me. And it was like I was sitting on the computer typing because the Kings had just signed Vince Carter.
Got
and
it.
So wow. someone took so you. I'm like you. I'm like you could have just said hi. Like why did you like take a random picture of me and send it to me like weeks later?
Well, look, you're in the spotlight. You know, internationally known and locally respected.
That is how I say hi to all my friends. I hide in their bushes usually. Take a picture of them. Send it to them. And then they know that I was there and close by, but usually I'm long gone by then.
Jack, stop lying. What you do is you text me and you say, hey, what you doing right now? And I said, oh, I'm busy. And then you take a picture of me playing video games in my house. And you say, oh, really?
Busy? Damn. Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, what? And then I look out and you're like, hey, I'm here. it's very unnerving, but it is what it is. Okay. So just to pivot, we wanted to talk about crossover because this video came out with Isaiah Thomas. You know, he's watching, this two-time champion is watching the famous clip of Allen Iverson on Michael Jordan hitting him with that crossover. And first of all, it's just a brilliant clip because you love to see the rivalry continue. But also just got us thinking about crossovers in general. But like, let's just watch this Isaiah Thomas clip really quick to refresh. The top to keep one.
Just a double crossover, wide open shot.
Iverson crossover Jordan, which is, you know, I mean, when he came in with this crossover, no one had seen this type of crossover in a game before.
Take a look at the crossover. Mike said, oh! Allen said, yes, the bucket, the crowd loves it.
It's like an optical illusion mixed in with the crossover, the Iverson one.
What shows how Isaiah is saying, he's like, no one was really crossing the ball like this. And the way even Michael is defending it, it's like playing 2K where the animations are used to one way of like defending a crossover. And he's like, oh, they added a new step. And he's like, oh, I must update my software.
What did he add to it? Like, if you had to use like words to describe, is it like a fluidity of the body? Like of the...
It's just that hezzy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the head fake and just giving you another bite of the apple to be like, I got it right here. You ready? Mm-hmm. It's going back and whiffing.
And Allen has crazy long arms. People don't realize that.
Oh, really? I never thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. When you see it, it's just like, he's low to the ground, but the ball, I mean, I think that's a big part of it too, that people don't realize that he's really a little, he's under 6 feet tall with like the wingspan of a guy much taller than that.
Okay. Yeah, so that got us thinking, just ball handling is, I think, one of our favorite skills to watch because it's, you know, it's truly an art form. But I'm curious, Jason, who, like, just going in your mind, who are your top three favorite ball handlers of all time? If you had to, it doesn't have to be in a particular order, but if there are three people whose dribbling skills you admire.
Kyrie Irving. I think Kyrie's just, like, it's like watching a New York street ball point guard out there sometime with him. I got a second guy people don't maybe talk about a lot, Lamar Odom.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be 6'10 and to be able to handle the way he did at his peak. I mean, people forget how big Lamar was doing that. You know,
right.
The 6'10 lefty bringing the ball up, you know, bringing the ball, you know, the way he did. So I got him. And then the third one, I think about some different guys. I mean, a lot of guys whose ball handling I think is really fun to watch, you know, but I don't know. It's a tough one. I kind of go outside the box. So if I go outside the box, I'm going to say Dream. I'm going to say Hakeem Olajuwon.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside. I mean, it's easy to pick guards. Easy to pick
guards. Right, right, right.
But I mean, you know, just the footwork and the things, you know, the Dream shake and all that. Yeah, it's not traditional crossover type stuff, but just talking about ball handling, to be a center, and then after you retire, you're working with guards on their footwork and everything. To me, that says a lot. That says a lot about just what he was able to do with his footwork and with the ball.
Is he candidate for best footwork ever? Footwork?
Definitely. I think. Definitely.
Miles, who you got?
Okay, so I love Tim Hardaway as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like that was, I think I'm gonna have a lot of guards.
Killer crossover.
Oh, the killer crossover. Like the Air Bacon was like one of the shoes I always wanted but could never get my hands on. And like, you know, I was about to wear like Heat colors while being a Laker fan, and that outfit would look terrible. Then, I mean, Kyrie, I love to watch just for the same reasons. It's he goes where he wants, how he wants to. And just that way of movement, it's like Jack, what you were saying earlier, like he's like Messi kind of, like
yeah,
as a dribbler with the soccer ball.
He reminds me of Messi. The way that Messi just like has the ball on a string and does it, it seems like there's a, like it's just second nature. It's just on a string connected to him. Like Kyrie seems to have that where he's like improvising in the moment, and it's not even the way that like you're not thinking about taking the next step as you're going down the stairs, like at top speed, you know, your feet are just like kind of moving in and your unconscious is doing it. Like that feels like how he does some of the wildest things I've ever seen someone do with the basketball. And like he does, he's like, oh wow, that was pretty cool. Yeah, like,
exactly.
After the fact.
I love Steph too, but I would say personally, just to bring it back to my 90s brain, Jason Williams, he like got, I was so excited to watch a Kings game. You know, just for a glimpse of like, maybe I'm going to see something like super fun and entertaining. So I'll always carry that with me because I remember at a tryout, I tried to threw the ball off my elbow for a pass. And the dude was like, get out of here.
you're off the team.
He's like, get out of, what are you doing? He's like, that went out of bounds immediately. Like you didn't even execute. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm too hopped up on that commercial, him and Randy Moss.
Right.
Like, we don't do that here. Get out. We don't do that here.
Yeah, exactly.
There was like a Lin Sanity moment where like he came on all of a sudden all at once. And it was like, you know, he went to school with Randy Moss too. And yeah, that was wild. That was a whole phenomenon. That one clip we were watching before we started of him crossing up Gary Payton.
Oh, we got to watch that here. Just for good measure. This is a fantastic. It's like it has everything a great clip has, because you got the OG Gary Payton. And he's getting crossed up by the young kid, Jason. And there's a moment where even Gary Payton is like, ah, basketball, a fantastic sport.
9-7 count. Kings by two. Gary with the ball left side to Shrimp. Starts his
Shrimp lost
hand,
it.
Pops it up right to Jason,
Williams brings it up, crossover one side, and then leaves Gary Payton.
And Gary Payton tries to trip him right there.
Yeah, Gary Payton sticks his foot out to try and trip him. While making a face that is the exact face of the boyfriend from the boyfriend meme, where he's
a distracted like boyfriend.
Looking, yeah.
I just love how Gary Payton is trying to look at him. He's like, you got me. And he's grinning. And Jason Williams is trying to be like on his gangster, like, yeah, huh? Uh-huh. But he's also kind of like, yes.
It's like Gary's going, I can't believe he just did that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He just has to shake his head and say, hey, he got me.
He got me.
I do love when an NBA player is like laughing at themselves and like is just having fun with it.
And it's not having like an ego about it, like pulling a face or like looking at the court, like what's on the parquet? Like, no. Jack, what about you? Top three.
I mean, Kyrie, I've done a whole episode just like of Kyrie poetry. Just watching him play with the ball is so fun. Followed up with the shot making. Like, he will put a dribble move together with like the most impossible shot. You know, my answer, I'm going to go boring. I'm going to go Iverson. You know what? Just watching the top 10 of his best crossovers, and it's always like followed with him pulling up and shooting something that was just as pretty as the dribble move, and it's going in. Iverson did this thing to people where like he would get them on the wrong side of a screen and like set them up in a way that they would go flying backwards at top speed. Like he would put them on a skate, but it's almost like they are falling backwards in an action movie. Like, they're just like their arms are like waving to their side.
Oh yeah.
Maybe the most iconic was what he did to Antonio Daniels, Philly versus the Wizards. And he just puts him on his knee and then twice puts him on his back.
It's bad.
Eastern Conference is just
a first crossover.
What?
Then another
go!
One.
Oh, Allen Iverson, what a move!
First, he crosses right to the left, and when he goes back to the right to finish, he's almost like, Allen Iverson's like, man, I had two for you, but I guess the first one did you in, so sorry, I have to do it.
It's like Antonio tried to get back up and say, no, and then he falls again.
Yeah, that's definitely like a hard one to watch. It feels like the closest thing to like as if Gladiator was like about basketball. And like Maximus, like, was just like, oh no, two. He's like fully vanquished, is what it feels like when Antonio Daniels is like really trying for that second one.
Yeah. But I think of the top 10 crossovers, like, Iverson had people moving in the most dramatic, embarrassing ways, trying to guard his crossover. Strickland, we could give a, you know, I'd put Strickland on there too. I loved watching him.
That's a good one. You guys didn't go weird like me and start picking 7-footers. So
no, look, it's all balanced now. It's all balanced now. But yeah, it's just watching these moments is just so funny. And I think, again, it's just like getting dunked on, getting crossed up like that too, is just like a pure, just like me versus you moment that I love to see. And it's always encapsulated in the best clips.
Now, Alan, back here, you know, speaking of longevity, I just wanted to say, like, the crossover is just as good as a standard stutter step dribble. Do you think you'll stop doing the crossover for the purposes of longevity and just friendliness of your image, sir?
Nah, man.
Jamal Crawford lasted, what, almost 2 decades with a crossover?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Jamal Crawford had some amazing, like, just...
Yeah.
When he was feeling himself, it was one of the most fun people to watch play basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so hard to even say this because as we're talking about, oh yeah, him too. Okay, add all 9 of these people to my top list, actually, because they're all fantastic.
But I do prefer to watch a like highlight reel of crossovers by a player who played after Iverson. So that's why I'm giving it to Iverson, because he added something that was like a little bit of like theater to the crossover, and that fluidity that is a thing of beauty.
100%. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to, you already know what time it is. It's time for the rapid fire. Very quick segment that we do at the end of the show. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And we're back. You know what? I think it's time for the rapid fire round of questions. Jason, here's the deal. This segment is one of the fastest segments in podcasting. It's very quick. We're going to ask you questions, and we just need you to reflexively just hit us with an answer. Okay? We're not going to expand upon it. We're going to keep it moving. We got to run the clock. Run the clock! Okay.
Start the clock.
Jack, you want to start first?
Yeah, sure. Let's do this.
Okay, let's go. And rapid fire.
Triple threat position. Mm-hmm. All right. We already said the part about it being quick, right?
This is the fastest. And I started the clock. All right. Okay. Yeah, so I think we're
and he's not wearing a hat, so that's good, because sometimes it is distracting when the hat starts spinning around on people's heads, because it's going to put a hat
on,
but
I won't put one on. So
Okay, perfect. All right, ready? Ultimate one-on-one matchup. Could be, you know, NBA player versus NBA player. Yeah, probably preferably NBA player versus NBA player, but, you know, you can take it across. Like, you could say, like, peak this person versus peak that person, but I'm not going to tell you how to answer the question, but just rapid. So what goes through your mind? One-on-one matchup, ultimate, those words hit your brain. What do you think?
Kobe, LeBron. Kobe Jordan.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Okay.
Now, peak why Kobe, what year is peak Kobe?
2006.
Okay. That's the same answer as Super Producer Jabari.
Yeah.
Peak Jordan.
I want to see 88, 89
Jordan. Ooh, scoring.
I want to see young scoring Jordan. I don't want to see the mature he's been with Phil.
Right.
Jordan. I want to see that, you know, that young dunk contest Jordan against that at that point they're not that far apart in age, I guess.
Right. Hairlines are similar too.
Yeah,
that'd be a good question for our episode where we're going to interview Michael Jordan, where we ask, like, who would win in a game between 88 Jordan versus 93 Jordan, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just won't return our calls. That's the one thing. We're still trying to get over. Anyway, this is rapid. I'm sorry. We digress. Rapid questions. Fantastic. Jason, please keep us on track. Question number two. What's your in-arena music after you make a three? What's blaring out the PA system?
I have no idea. Something by Ice Cube.
Okay. Like, how early are we talking? No. Like, bottles and B-sides? Are we talking N.W.A.?
Probably a death certificate. Or actually, you know what? Nothing but a G thing. We're going to go with something from Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Compton, Long Beach.
Yeah, because everyone goes crazy on the three. Something just real mellow.
Yeah. Right, because it goes in, it's...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I like that. One, two.
I was going to say, like, Ride Along 2. Like a line of his from Ride Along 2. Like, You know, it, speaking of like things that people play, baffling things people played in NBA arenas, I once went to a Cavaliers-Celtics game in Cleveland with my friend who lived in Cleveland. And I think it was every time something like bad happened for the Cavs, they would have somebody who was doing, I think, an Austin Powers impression, come over the loudspeaker and go, "Hey, hey, hey, what is this?" And it wasn't a line from anything recognizable. It was like a canned piece of audio. It was so weird. And my friend and I still will just text each other every once in a while. "Hey, hey, what is this?"
"Hey, but, hey, hey, this is the rapid fire round, Jack. Continue."
Exactly. Continue. Okay, Game of Thrones style scenario. You can select any shooter from history to knock down a half-court shot on your behalf, trial by combat. You will die if they miss it, but you cannot select either of the Splash Brothers because they have both had their heads squished like grapes by the mountain.
The mountain.
Who's taking the shot for you?
Played by Bryant Reeves.
Yes.
Kobe's taking it.
Kobe. Okay.
Put your trust in his hands. Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
I wish I had more to say, if even for the bit of extending the rapid fire question, but that sounds about right. Moving on. What's the next great rivalry, teams or players, that you can see developing over the next few years?
Next great rivalry, Memphis, Golden State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because they're kind of chippy.
Yeah.
Kind of mad at each other. Speaking of Jordan Poole, who is my answer to the previous question.
Oh, that's who would be your champion? I can't believe you didn't even mention the best friend of the podcast, Robert Keith Ori. You know,
Robert Ori is definitely the right answer, because he's going to knock it down. And because he's one of my best friends in the world, so he's definitely going to want to save my life.
"You're going
to
save my life, right, Robert? Please, man, I'll die." "Yeah, yeah, you got it, John, or Jason, or Jeffrey, whatever your name is." "Man, I'm Jack." "Oh, yeah, all right, whatever." Clank.
No way is he clanking it.
Okay, Jack, going on?
Yeah, top three SportsCenter anchors of all time. Today would have been Stuart Scott's 57th birthday. You don't have to choose him. But
I was going to say Stuart, Keith Olbermann. That's a tough one. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head.
I got the same first two, and I got a third one that's nailed on for me.
Is it?
What's the third one?
Kilbourne.
Good one. There you go. There you
deep
go.
Cut.
There you
loved, go. Sports Center. Loved Kilbourne. I liked Kilbourne so much. I went to see his show like on the CBS lot when he had that late night show. Watched him interview Clint Eastwood, and all of his questions came from the perspective of like, "You're the most grizzled badass of all time." And Clint Eastwood's answers were like, "I'm a jazz musician. I don't know what you're talking about." It was a very awkward interview, but he was still nonetheless very
all right, funny. This is, okay, we digress. This is all about rapid fire questions. Next question. What are some realistic expectations for the Kings this year under Mike Brown? What you think? What you feel?
Definitely top 10 in the West. That's realistic.
Okay. Top 10 in the West.
Yeah, I'm not going to put them in the playoffs just yet, you know, which would end the longest streak ever, but If they're in the play-in, that they should be in the play-in. I think I think there's enough. There are enough teams below them that aren't going to have the incentive to win, you know, based on their roster and the youth they have in those rosters. So I think if they Kings can't get in the play-in this year, I don't know when they will.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I like that. And I'm sorry, Jason, just to remind you again, this is a rapid fire question segment. So that was a little bit of a long answer.
Okay.
My bad. Maybe we'll just cut it short. Then Jack, just ask the last question.
Okay. Best restaurant, bar, and or after hour spot in Long Beach.
Oh, man. I can't think of the name of it. There's a bar over by Lakewood Mall, right by Long Beach City College. Cheap drinks. Okay. I'm blanking on the name, but I know how to get there.
I can navigate you there blindfolded.
I know how to get there. All you need is $20 and you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
And what about food? Like what's a spot that, you know, cause I know you're not, cause you don't live in like Long Beach anymore. Is there a place that you have to go back and eat to? It's something that you always miss eating?
I have to go to Louie Burger on Atlantic and 6th Street.
Okay. Mm.
They got these chili cheese fries that are outstanding. Oh. I have to get them every time I go. And then if you want to upgrade, get the pastrami chili cheese fries.
Oh.
Pastrami chili cheese fries.
Yes.
I love all those words individually and collectively. So that sounds fantastic. Wait, where is this bar at? How do you get there? Is it on Candlewood? Was it on Clark?
It's right across the street from the flower.
Just
from
Nick.
I'm talking about Lakewood Mall.
Yeah. There's like a flower shop right across the street from it.
This would have been funny if you just kept naming streets in Long Beach. Like,
I mean, so Lakewood, is it down the street off Bellflower?
First Street, Second Street.
Is it the Seahawk?
No.
Is it Boomer's Cocktail Lounge?
No, it's not that. No, it's
Snug
not.
Harbor?
I can't remember the name. This is crazy.
Okay, that's fine.
But I know when I'm home, I know how to get there and meet up with my friends. And
right. It's like your antennae just bring you there seamlessly.
I find my way there. They're the bartender tends to be a little heavy-handed, which is fine with me.
Yeah. Mm.
Especially when the drinks are all like $5-6.
I know. That's my favorite thing. Like when you go to just growing up in LA and living in LA and you go somewhere where drinks are cheap, you're like, is this allowed? The beer was $3.
Right.
And they're like,
how drunk I'm going to get?
Yeah. They're like, this is the most expensive beer in the state. I'm like, I am being abused in California. Anyway.
Well, Jason Jones, such a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for honoring
Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosties.
Anytime.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Okay, on Twitter, it's Mr_Jason Jones. Instagram, Mr. Jones LBC. No, the LBC is obviously Long Beach, California.
Okay. Mm,
I've heard of it.
Jason Jones LBC.
All right.
Nice. it's Mr. Jones LBC. Okay.
Mr. Jones LBC. Yeah.
Jones LBC. Used to tell me fairy tales like he used to play football.
Okay. Anyway, shout out to y'all, the listeners. We'll be back next week, right, Jack?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Right. We're thinking very seriously. We're strongly considering returning next week for another episode of
Miles and Jack
Got Mad Boosties.
That was beautiful. All right, y'all. See ya.
Bye.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.